There it goes.
That moment when your co-host tells you we're recording and then doesn't actually hit the record button, so you start a monologue that means nothing to anybody because they'll never hear it. Yes. Otherwise, this is Phoenix and William. You are in the wine cellar. We are going to do news, we are going to do comment, we are going to do some white-on-white crime stories. And above all, I feel like I need to throw in a disclaimer, right? I look like absolute trash right now. Like, my hair is not done. I look very pale. I look very sick. And that's because I am sick. And something that I historically have done in regards to doing live Facebook shows is trying to put on makeup and trying to look as healthy as possible and as normal as possible. But it's like, no, I'm having some inflammation issues. Fortunately, that does not impact my mental ability to comment and, discuss things. But it does impact everything internally from my shoulders to my abdomen. However, y'all fam at this point, like, y'all hit us up on the Patreon, right? If you aren't yet, please do so. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Y'all hit us up on PayPal, paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. Y'all follow us on social media, Facebook and Twitter. So I feel like you have earned the right to be like, this is what I look like when I am not well. So it just is. No makeup, feeling kind of shitty. This is what we're doing. This is how I look. So deal with that. In the meantime, I don't think I have any other personal journal updates. Do you have any personal journal updates?
Oh, co-worker.
Oh.
Confirmed, yeah. Misandrist.
Yeah!
I've been assuming he was, because he's constantly... English is his second language, and he uses the word jerk a lot. That's the word he knows. So he's like, this guy's a jerk, man. That guy's a jerk, man. And it's funny, because English is second language, but when he says this guy's a jerk, man, he sounds like a California dude, bro. He's such a jerk, man. This guy's a jerk. And as I noticed, it was always guys. And whenever I mention a woman, I'd be like, yeah, I was working on Mary yesterday. Mary's good. Whenever I mention a woman, he's like, she's good. She's great. This guy, that guy, he's kind of a jerk, man.
Kind of a jerk, man.
And then today, we're doing reassembly, all right? We work with machinery. Mm-hmm. And we're reassembling machine parts to run a product. And, we're putting together a conveyor belt, and it's a raggedy-ass conveyor belt. It's a raggedy piece of shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we should probably take this to maintenance and get it replaced or get it fixed. And he's like, the guys in maintenance don't want to do anything. They never do anything. They just want to complain like little girls and boys. See, and he said little girls, then he said little boys, and he kept it going. Right. I was like, so he just means like children. Again, English is his second language. Mm-hmm. He said, those men never do anything. Those men never want to do anything. Those men just want to complain. And then he paused, and one last grunt. Men.
Men.
This is my guy.
Right.
This is my legitimate Martha Frackin' guy. All right, so that was the personal journal update.
That's exciting.
Back to the host.
No, that's awesome, because that's way better than mine. It's just like, hey, I feel like shit. Y'all get to look at me feeling like shit, so fucking enjoy it. Like, that was my whole update. Fuck it.
Podcast listeners don't care.
Podcast listeners don't care because they can't see my face. Live listeners, haha, joke's on you, assholes.
People watching probably don't care either. They come for the ideas.
I would like to think so, because facially there's not a lot going on. So if you're not here for ideas, congratulations, you played yourself. I am also trying to tweet this out and I'm failing.
Oh, the link to the program?
Yeah. So I missed the, I think it was on like the Android, they had the swipe thing, right? So you could like swipe across the keyboard. iPhones do not have that, and I miss that feature.
I'm tweeting it at you, so it's going to be in your mentions.
It's going to be in my mentions. Oh my god, Bernie Bros are in like my mentions. And they want things like universal health care. It's wrong.
I swear to fuck, them twib niggas is the one. What? Wait, wasn't it like twice in 1 week I got fucking... Or no, it was like a month. It was like in a month. I got listed with Elon James White.
Oh my god! I just got tagged in a fucking thing with Joy and Reed on somebody's like Friday follow, and I was like,
oh,
why?
I'm not them.
I mean, I'm maybe like further left than Joy and Reed. I don't know because I hate corporatism because further I don't believe left. In.
Joy and Reed isn't even left.
What the fuck was her thing that she did? It was,
conservative, I mean, compassionate capitalism. What?
That fuck doesn't off. Exist. Fuck you. Alright, hold on, say words for a minute while I tweet this.
No, Jesus Christ, alright, so, what you're gonna be checking out, folks, I've decided exactly what I'm gonna be doing, alright? So, the night that we do the program, the free short episode will go up immediately, and the Patreon only will be the full episode, right? And then and I can set Patreon to where after like 7 days or so, I'll find out exactly what it'll be. It'll just automatically make that public and free, but so that people who are subscribed and support monetarily, they get it early, and then other folks get it a week later. And what I can do is copy that link to it and drop it on a Facebook fan page like Social Dissonance, A Critical Analysis of Justice, and I can schedule that Facebook post so that the post goes up the same time that the episode goes free. So that way I don't have to do extra labor. It just happens while I'm on the clock at work somewhere.
For today's episode, are we doing the half and half thing again?
Try to keep the funniest shit for the end.
Because I have lots of funny stories, because, you know, News Jax 4 gives me life.
We can give him two funnies up front.
Two funnies up front.
Two funnies in the front. And serious news.
All right, so I will give y'all headlines, and then I will give y'all two funny stories, because I have, like, eight funny stories. So if you would like to hear the rest of the funny stories, please hit up the Patreon for $5 a month, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, for headlines, actual, legitimate, factual news. I hate the word Jews.
Jews? Man, we're back to Jews again? And we talk about Jews all the time.
So bad when you just be like Jews and you're like it's not even a bad it's not even like anti-Semitism, right?
No,
this is horrible. So Jews in Texas are hiding from neo-Nazis, and the high holy days within the Jewish community are coming. So we have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur coming up in the next few days, which is kind of not the same as Christmas and Easter, but have the same relevance as Christmas and Easter, culturally speaking, for Jewish people. So those are coming up all, by the end of this month. And so, Jewish folks in Texas are hiding from neo-Nazis and are having their ceremonies in secret because neo-Nazis exist, because Trump exists, because, you know, the hashtag resistance doesn't actually give a fuck. So Jews are hiding and trying to figure out how to best do their ceremonies and rituals and religious practices. So, I mean, that's kind of sad to me, right? That folks have to actually hide this day and age from Nazis. This is where we are as a country. Congratulations. They're not Nazis.
They're not. No, Nazis were fucking, what, German soldiers that had uniforms and a specific leader who was actually, what, chancellor?
Yeah.
Right? Like, he lost, like, an election and got appointed chancellor. So they had a chancellor.
But he
they
took
had,
over everything, though.
They had uniforms, but, like, through the system. Mm-hmm. Like, Nazis were way more systemic. These are just run-of-the-mill patriots.
Okay, I would argue that white supremacists are, in fact, systemic. They have infiltrated police. They have infiltrated judgeships. They are now prosecutors. They are in the military. Like, yeah. I would argue that they are systemic, even though they come from multiple groups, right? Because you have, like, fucking Aryan Nations and Aryan Brotherhood and various neo-Nazi groups and Ku Klux Klan groups. And, you know, there's a lot of groups. However, because they have infiltrated the establishment, I would argue that they are establishment.
And they infiltrate the establishment, or does the establishment already favor them?
The establishment already favored them and hired them. They're like, what? Yeah, you hate niggers too?
The establishment was already white supremacist. It was established calling niggas 3/5 of human beings and saying bring back engine scalps.
That establishment was established.
It was already established that way. Michael Wright said he got snacks.
I want snacks, nigga. What you got?
I don't know. As a content creator, that's like a milestone, right? Yes. When niggas is getting snacks to get ready for your program. That's some shit right there.
We are professional shit talkers, though.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know. Also, in Pennsylvania, a white man sent threatening letters and Hannibal Lecter pictures to a judge and is now standing trial.
I don't have to deal with that. That's bullshit.
His name is Greg Churchkov.
What?
And he claims that his behavior was actually a cry for help and is asking for the court to give him help and counseling instead of punishing him.
Why do you have to go through that many things? Why don't you just say, nigga, help?
Sounds about white.
Make a tweet, nigga. Like
sounds about white, yo.
A cry for help. Piss yes. yourself or something. Like, what are you talking about?
He was a... What the fuck did they say about that guy in Baton Rouge? He was a clean-cut American boy.
Oh, I saw that headline. I didn't click it. That's, you're talking about something recent, right?
We talked about that yesterday in the podcast. Oh. The guy in Baton Rouge who killed two random black people and shot up a black person's house.
Oh, and now it's being covered as clean-cut guy.
Yeah, and now he's being covered as clean-cut guy.
Oh.
With the Adolf Hitler speeches in his house.
Oh, yeah.
Clean-cut guy.
He was a compelling speaker.
With his Hitler always had a fucking thing about grooming. The Nazis were very well groomed people.
They had little mustaches.
Little mustaches. I'm going to attempt to say this person's name right. A model in Africa named Nanhala Mazibuko.
Nanhala Mazibuko.
Yeah. Was brutally beaten by her boyfriend for being in a music video and has since tried to get an order of protection, has moved away from him. However, the media in her country has hashtagged him as hashtag jealous bae because domestic violence is funny and hashtag worthy.
You know, you gotta kill him.
So I don't actually have the picture up in front of me, but, like, he beat her whole entire ass with a cricket bat, and her face is, like, all kinds of fucked up. And so the media's like, hashtag jealous bae, because she was a model and he didn't like it. And she's like, he tried to kill me because I was a model.
For being in a music video.
Being a model in a music video. And he didn't like that other men were looking at her, so he beat her with a cricket bat.
That is patriarchal cognitive dissonance, because that's why you got with her, because you wanted other men to look at her and say, look at what he's with. Yes. That was the whole idea.
Yes, exactly. And so instead of taking the domestic violence scenario seriously, the media in Africa is hashtagging it as hashtag jealous bae. Bae, which also, like, you can't be bae if you've moved away from somebody, right? Like, she has moved away from him. She has tried to get a restraining order. She doesn't talk to him anymore. Like, he's not bae. He's just the former boyfriend and abuser.
And I won't use the word normalizing, but I can't front. I don't have a better word for it right now off the top of my head. So let's just pretend I'm not saying normalizing, but, like, because it already is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Normalizing, that sort of partner-on-partner violence, yes. man-on-woman yes. violence, because yes. you're calling it bae.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the same thing with that white man who in South Africa who killed Reva. I think her name last name was it was Reva Steenkamp in South Africa. She was like a white model. And he said, I thought somebody broke into my house, so I fired a bunch of shots through my bathroom door and killed the girlfriend.
The runner with the fucking bionic legs?
Yeah, that guy.
Wait, didn't he get out?
He did. He's out now.
Damn.
Because domestic violence is normalized.
Yeah, I thought someone broke in. So.
Okay, someone broke in and went and hid in your bathroom.
Oh yeah, that's what dangerous thieves do. They go hide in the bathroom and cry and say Candyman in the mirror a couple of times, or Pigman. If you watch American Horror Story.
If you watch American Horror Story. Which you're like 6 seasons late on that shit.
Ah, fuck, I didn't know.
You didn't know.
I didn't know. Think about what I was doing at the time. What, okay, 6 years ago, it was 2011. Mm-hmm. That was really when I was getting into my shit of just smoking doobies and riding my bicycle around. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just living my shit, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wrapping up my 20s and enjoying myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. West Virginia.
Oh, you got the heartburn?
Oh, I just have the inflammation.
Oh, I have the heartburn because I decided to eat shit food. Like, it's totally my fault. Inflammation? Oh, shit, your shit is fucked up now?
I'm fine.
Thanks for taking
me aboard. Alright. Nigga, I'm fucking hood, nigga. I'm fine. West Virginia. Clay County Sheriff tells gay teen, faggots burn in hell. On the bus.
Real creative.
So, apparently, Clay County sheriffs ride the bus to make sure that children are behaving themselves on the way to and from school. And this particular sheriff stopped to tell a teenager who was out as gay that faggots burn in hell and Jesus doesn't love him. That's what's going on in West Virginia.
Jesus ain't real no dat gum way. Holy shit.
Yes.
Wait, are we still doing headlines?
Yes.
I don't even know. It just clicked in my head. I was like, I haven't clicked on the soundboard, which means I haven't played the show opener. Mm-hmm. All right, you know what? Trigger warning. This show's fucked up. Bam, let's go.
Which that was the opener. I gotta remember to do the show opener before I do headlines. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, or, like, in or my at least head, modify what the headlines are going
to
be.
Right, because that's the thing. In my head, it makes sense to be like, I'm going to do the headlines and then do the show opener and then do the show. Because the show opener and then the show. And then I realized, like, we talked about fucked up shit in our headlines.
And we've been banging on for 16 minutes.
Last headline. 19-year-old Maurice Page found dead in Alachua County, Florida jail cell. However.
Fuck.
Jailers find no case of foul play. Don't worry, we're investigating ourselves.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta really fucking remember to do the show opener before I do yeah. headlines. Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to that fucking engineering slash hosting life. This is what it was like. Remember when we used to be on the telephone? It'd be like you and Lisa and Fallon would jump in sometimes. Mm-hmm. This is what I was doing by myself in the room. I was like, I gotta, oh shit.
Right, yeah.
I gotta click the, I gotta say the thing. I mean, God damn it.
No, I mean, because the thing is, I'm like, we're not to the show, so I don't need a show opener yet. Like, that's what's, like, going on in my head. And then I realized, like, I just had a bunch of fucked up shit in the headlines. I should have probably had the show opener with the trigger warning, because the show opener, because that's the thing. I think of it as the show opener and not the trigger warning. I need to, like, mush them together. It is the show opener and the trigger warning.
See, and this is why Wine Cellar Media needs to be big enough to where I can employ more people. This is what it's like when I'm your boss. You fuck up, I just laugh at you. I laugh at you when I go get a beer. Because Michael Wright said, you guys have drinks, I have snacks. I don't have my beverage yet.
Nigga, so. I got drinks, I'm finna get it. Oh, you just gonna leave without putting on the show opener?
Yeah, cue up the funny.
Nigga, what?
Wait, you're an engineer. You know how to put on the show opener. What's
this
video
nigga.
You know how to put on the show
opener. Oh, my God.
Look at your decimal. Oh, you like yelling now.
I do like yelling now. Wait, where is the show opener? Nigga, come back. He just left me, and I don't even know where the fuck the show opener is. Oh, my God. This is awkward as fuck. Nigga, get your ass back in here. Where my show opener? He doesn't know. Where the fuck is a show opener?
It's under
Sir?
The... Sir? Under the... I've shown you... Woo! Yep, we never really finished your training, did we?
No.
Your genuine
no.
craft.
Oh my God.
All right, now you want to go to palettes.
Where is palettes?
Down bottom left.
Oh, okay.
Show openers.
Okay. Wait,
the one
there's
above
two.
Is the, yeah, the one above openers.
I feel like, I hope y'all appreciate he said, I told you where it was, but then there's like three fucking things that,
I pronounced several R's.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears.
VLC player.
Of heroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Red. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time.
We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time.
I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Right, WineCellarMedia.com, Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, the Black Podcast, William J. Jackson, a.k.a. Darkskin Nigglesworth, and Phoenix Kaliter, the Uppity Negress. Follow her on the Twitters at Uppity Negress, 2 P's, 2 T's. And there's Michael Wright up in the joint mentioning Kevin Hart, the stand-up comedian cheating on people, Becker Loco, Jennifer Becker Loco, The mushroom hunter. I think you can hunt mushrooms. That's a thing. That's possible. All right. That's a very realistic, dealistic Father Mucker right there.
Realistic and dealistic.
Indeedly do, neighbor. All right. Now, I followed somebody on the Twitters, Florence Ashley. I follow Florence Ashley on the Twitters. That person is at But Not The City. And I got it because I was reading another story where apparently there's a city named Florence in Italy. Mm-hmm. And cops...
It's a pretty popular city, actually. Like, Florence is a, like, Atlanta.
Oh.
Like, level. Yeah.
Well, police raped two women out there.
Oh.
Yeah. They dropped them off at their flat and raped them there. And because you know, when I do show prep, I go over the cop rape stories. Mm-hmm. And I noticed, and I was like, in Florence, and I just recently followed that person. And the reason why was because Florence Ashley is a transgender individual, and who's been paying attention to obviously trans murders, and then also violence against sex workers, increased violence against sex workers thanks to people like Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. And Florence Ashley is now, like, publicly, you know, hitting the block and advocating for protection of sex workers.
Yes.
And I would play the audio of that, but it's 7 minutes and it's horrible audio as far as quality goes.
As a side note, both to you and to the listeners, remind me about an update about Kamala Harris. What she's started doing lately is putting up parents of girls who have been trafficked on Backpage to be like, and this is why we shut down Backpage. And I'm like, but congratulations, there's still a bunch of traffic victims who will never be found because they can't be found on Backpage.
Yeah, nigga, the reason why we black on this continent is because of trafficking victims, motherfucker. Fuck you. Kamala Harris is whack, and we're not going to support her. Just know that...
We're not going to support her.
Yeah, like, Phoenix Cleaver's going to vote Jill Stein again.
I will. I mean, honestly, I will. Because this is the thing, like, democracy suggests inherently that you want the best possible option, and you want what's best for the people. However, what the Democratic Party has given us is... we are the lesser evil. Being forced to vote for a lesser evil is not democracy. That's fucking terrorism. Because you are quite literally putting my vote up to my head and telling me, if I don't comply, you will hurt me. That's not democracy. That's fucking terrorism.
And really, if you look at it, the Democrats actually aren't the lesser evil. They're more evil because they can get more done.
Right.
They actually have a stronger track record, especially if you look at these cities, right? Mm-hmm. These cities with all these black people, they have Democrat mayors, and the black people there are fucked up.
Chicago, Atlanta, Baltimore, yeah. LA, San Francisco.
Every fucking city. Every Seattle. Fucking city with these Democrat mayors, the black people there are mm-hmm. fucked up.
The thing is that a bunch of people who identify as like standard Democrats or liberals or whatever, they'll be like, well, I can afford to eat at Red Lobster or Olive Garden, and you need to be mad that like the 1% can afford like a private steakhouse. And I'm like, I'm not going to fight for you to get your fucking unlimited breadsticks at Olive Garden when I am homeless and have no food just because somebody else can get to the steakhouse, right? The person who can afford Olive Garden and me should be on the same level, the same platform to do better. And they're just not.
Yeah, and then I mean what? Like you had the Bush tax cuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was Bush tax cuts for 8 years. And Obama made them permanent.
Yeah.
So they're really the Obama tax cuts because Obama could have ended them.
I would like to remind everybody that Flint still doesn't have clean drinking water and that, you know, happened. I don't even know if the beginning of it happened under Obama's administration, but it certainly blew up under Obama's administration.
People like Jim Hightower started covering it in 2014.
Yeah, like we still don't, they still don't have clean water, but you know, Obama, he's your president. And Trump is shit, but, you know, Flint residents.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, they can get so much more done. Like, people talk about the giveaways to Wall Street. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I mean, how many of y'all niggas have looked up quantitative easing yet?
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Like, Barry took hella money from niggas.
Right.
And then, I mean, like, Obamacare, like, I really don't give a shit if some white lady got her cancer fixed, all right? I legitimately fucking don't because mm-hmm. it's her household against mine, and my right. household got robbed for that, for that probably racist white lady to get her cancer fixed.
Right, which is the thing, is that that has inherently put us against each other, right? Because we can't, me and you as a household, can't inherently be for working class white people because white people have said, we will throw you, us,
yeah.
under the bus to get what we want. So it's like, we need to get what the fuck we need. I need medication. Like, I'm behind on medical treatments right now. You don't even fucking have health insurance. We have a child who is underinsured. Like, fuck yeah. y'all niggas.
Yeah, and Obamacare ain't fix a dat gum of that.
Right, and y'all would rather be like, but Obamacare helped me, fuck y'all. Okay, well, fuck y'all back.
Yeah, like, Jesus Christ, I hope them niggas repeal every fucking syllable of it.
I mean,
and it stops robbing my household.
That was like a $700 amount on the tax return, right?
Yep, I mean, any of y'all niggas paying that back? Nobody. Nobody.
Right. Which I think is the important thing to say is that, you know, again, they want like, but we're being hurt. And it's like, okay, but we were hurt before y'all was hurt. Right. You know, and it's that shit that it's like, the same thing where they had like the women's march. We need to talk about the women's. We need to put on pussy hats and high five police because we can't let, you know, Planned Parenthood be shut down in our neighborhood. Planned Parenthood been shut down in rural neighborhoods and urban neighborhoods. I ain't been able to fucking afford an IUD since, I don't even fucking know, 2002, 2001, some shit. Like, I've been fucking getting iron infusions because my iron is low, because my periods are heavy, because I can't afford that shit since forever because my insurance doesn't cover it. But y'all fucking caught up this year. Y'all fucking put on your little fucking caps and y'all robes and y'all fucking handmaiden shit this year. Where was y'all 5 years ago when we needed you?
All right, you need the,
Yes.
I don't know. We'll give them a funny, and then you want to respond to the very smart brothers.
Wait, do you want the smart... com? Do you want the smart brothers on the, regular, or
yeah,
on the...
Yeah, let's okay. Yes, give it to them now while it's hot. And I made it, and I put it in the title anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a super... I found a funny one. Not a funny one.
All right.
Alright, let's do the thing. Typically, friends and fam, we go to Florida, particularly Jacksonville. However, today, my friends and family, we are going to Germany.
What the hell is a water kefir? K-E-F-I-R?
Oh, kefir. It's like a dairy thing that's like good for your probiotics and shit.
It's like so Becker Local's like an MMA fighter.
What the fuck?
With kefirs and pickles.
Okay.
Yeah, alright. Yeah.
Today, friends and fam, we are going to Germany.
Germany.
Das ist ein Germany. Das ist ein Germans. Deutschland, yeah? This mayhap may give a new meaning to the weightlifting clean and jerk.
What? That's what it's called?
That's the first sentence.
The clean and jerk.
The clean and jerk. You don't do a clean and jerk when you go to the gym.
I don't go to the gym. The clean and jerk. I mean, you do that by yourself, or if someone consents to want to hang out with you and you both are kind of doing a clean and jerk and everyone's having a good time.
A man working out in a German gym got a, quote, very sensitive part.
Clean and jerk?
Of his body stuck in a pound weight plate on Friday, according to officials.
Wait, stuck in a what weight plate?
A 5.5 weight plate.
Okay, wait a second. 5.5 pounds?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's over, son. There'll be no cleaning and jerking for you anymore.
Yeah, basically, a dude tried to stick his dick through a weight plate hole.
Why? What for?
It's Germany, stop it. This isn't the first time. I don't even think we were on the podcast yet when we covered
our eyes on the Nazi stuff. Experiments on himself. All right, what are you saying?
Wait, do you remember the story about the guy who was like a plumber and had pipe fittings and put one on his penis and couldn't get it off?
I'm glad I don't remember that. Why do I cover these stories? You realize that there are some people who haven't heard every episode. They've only heard like really serious ones. So like when they mention, they're like, you guys bring up very serious topics that people need to know about. No one needs to know about this. What happened to my podcast?
Firefighters spent 3 hours using a grinder and a vibrating saw to free what was widely reported to have been the man's penis from the center of the disc.
Clean and jerk, vibrator saw. It's not a gym. This is a BDSM club.
It's a gym. And then of course they have the story in.
Wait, the German weight plate. Well. That's the kind of weight plate I have.
Yes, it's like a weight plate to go on the end of a bench press. And he put his penis in one.
No, that doesn't go on a bench press. That goes on dumbbells. That goes on
dumbbells.
Yeah, but those are like steel.
Well, I mean,
it's not worth the risk, young man, just to go and brag to your friends that you put your penis somewhere else. Mm. How drunk are you?
The fire department shared the above photograph. And, by the way, the photograph is a completely shattered weight plate.
Becker Loco said maybe he thought it'd be like a cock ring.
Right, that's the thing, is a bunch of people thought he had used cock rings and then did this. There's not been confirmation yet.
Yeah, but, what? Does he not realize that the erection is not actually muscle? That's blood. So you can't just, like, put that on them and be like, look what I can lift.
Okay, so can we talk about the fact that an erection is blood? However, it took the fire department 3 hours to get the weight plate off his dick.
But then also,
like, you couldn't just go hard in 3 hours?
Because I think it's tacky to talk about penis size, but you gotta be pretty gosh darn narrow to go inside one of those to go that goes in a, on the dumbbells. Mm-hmm. Now, on some weight benches, that is wider. Yeah. But on dumbbells, that's fucking narrow, man.
Okay, but that is the point of the cock ring.
You're exaggerating it. That's smaller than that.
That is the point of a cock ring.
Dude, this cock ring is like smaller than a hipster's earring. man.
Anyways, so authorities didn't make clear how the man ended up with the weight wrapped around his manhood. They didn't have to.
You already don't have much penis. Don't you want to take care of what you got, son? Appreciate it.
And the incident prompted plenty of speculation on social media. And then they just have random tweets. Hashtag so many questions. Hashtag is this the male version of Kegels? Hashtag where was the spotter?
That's a good friend. Whoever the spotter was.
Do not put that on your dick. Stop it. God damn it, Heinrich. Stop it.
Nah, they were supportive. You can do it, buddy.
Oh.
Or however they say that in Germanese. That's a new language.
I mean, to be honest, all I have in my head is the German guy from The Strain.
Oh, man.
Das ist straight. Prisoner 5592. What was your name when you arrived? It's Gutstein.
Yeah, if you ever seen this program called The Strain, I just, I was off for like a 3-day weekend, so I just clicked it like at the beginning of it, and I was really, it really held my attention, and still does.
Mm-hmm.
And, this German character who was an actual Nazi, but got turned into a vampire.
Right.
So he's like still, so he's a Nazi vampire right now today in the fictional character.
Well, I mean, he just died like 2 episodes ago, but yeah.
Well, yeah. And the Jewish guy that was actually in a camp that he was like one of the managers of, that Jewish guy learned how to ferment, if you will, the vampire strain thing so that he could use it to live longer. So the Jewish guy is legitimately human and like in his 90s, while the Nazi is a vampire. And when he sees him, sometimes he calls him professor, but mostly he just calls him by the, you know, the camp.
Right.
Yeah, the camp number tattooed on his wrist.
Which had me so fucked up, because when the Jewish guy actually killed the Nazi, I was saying, like, the most anti-Semitic shit ever. I was like, the Jew was sneaky and he killed the white man! And I was like, oh, I hope to God nobody was walking by our apartment when I said that. But the thing was, is that he repeatedly calls him the Jew.
Yeah.
Repeatedly says Jews are sneaky. And the Jewish man was like, I'm about to die, but let me take all these blood thinners. And then when the Nazi gets me, the Nazi's gonna die too.
Yeah, because like, he's a vampire.
He went out like a badass. But I was like, oh, the Jew was sneaky and he killed the German. And then I was like, oh my God, I sound like a fucking anti-Semite.
Yeah, 2 episodes in a row we're talking about sneaky Jews. You realize that's what I put in the title of the episode. I think it's like...
Sneaky Jews.
Yeah, like lesbian Jews and white supremacy. Some shit like that.
Yes, she was a sneaky Jew and a lesbian.
Yeah, she snuck
and out
an
of her... interracial lesbian. Cause did you see her wife? She was a Negress.
Oh, that's the sneakiest household ever. They don't do nothing but steal. That's all they do is steal. The black lady steals and gets the people working in the store to focus on her while the Jew goes for the register. The safe. You know Jews. They go for the safe.
I'm gonna do one more real quick. Because it's funny to me.
Hit him with a funny.
Mountain rescue pleas after man's Snowden climb in underpants.
Wait, hold on,
underpants.
Man. Let me hear
it. I said what I said.
I was checking the comments section. What I missed it.
People climbing the Snowden Mountain are urged to wear appropriate clothing after a man who reached the summit in just his underpants developed hypothermia.
Why?
Nathan French. Because of Nathan French, sir.
He took off his clothes?
Nathan French, age 19, took to the highest peak in England and Wales in his Superman underwear to raise money for charity. But a paramedic who was called to meet the Liverpool student after his descent. Phil Benwow of North Wales Mountain Rescue Association said they were seeing more and more unprepared visitors. Mr. French!
That's not unprepared. That's peacocking with very few feathers.
It is. Very few feathers. Mr. French of Halewood, Merseyside, UK, decided to take on the challenge to raise money for a dementia charity. He said he became unwell at the summit after completing a 1,845 meter, aka 3,559 foot climb on the 9th of September. Really? You went the fuck up in 3,350 feet in your underwear, in your drawers, and was like, why did I get hypothermia, though?
Sam, he paid the price to be obnoxious. He wanted to be obnoxious that bad. Committed a white-on-white crime on himself.
He did. I keep fit, and I'm healthy, but I was taken by how surprised... I was taken by how surprised by how cold I got, he said.
Yeah.
He was surprised.
Okay.
I was shaking uncontrollably. Oh, wait. Oh, this is British. I should do it in a British accent, right? I was shaking uncontrollably, and they covered me in tinfoil. On the train down. On the train down, I started to feel really sick, and I started going deaf, and my eyesight started going funny. I started getting really emotional. So did my dad, who was with me, and they decided to call an ambulance. British people hate me. The paramedic who met me checked me over and said I was showing signs of early hypothermia.
Don't you feel cold? Aren't you like, huh? I'm in a state of not warm right now. I should rectify this.
You should rectify this. I just want to know who the fuck climbs a mountain in their underwear. I just want to know.
Oh.
Mr. Benbow, who also volunteers at Lambert Smart and Rescue, said that the team who covers Snowden said while it was laudable to undertake a charity treks upon Snowden, said it was essential that people dress appropriately for conditions, plan their trip, and check the weather forecast. We have a significant number of calls every year about people in Snowden who are not equipped to follow the weather properly. They make an assumption because there's a cafe at the top. They have cafes at the top of British fucking mountains. What the fuck are they doing?
Why do people want to put shit everywhere? Everywhere they still like, we can open up a business there. We have a business there.
They make an assumption because there's a cafe at the top and a train that it's a walk in the park. It's not. It's the highest mountain in England. It's the highest mountain in England. And people need to respect that. Our team has been called to 173 rescues so far this year. And that will be over 200 by the end of the year. The third year in a row we will have topped 200. That's way too many for our volunteers who have given up time with their family or at work. People need to think ahead. British and Welsh fam, if you're going to climb a mountain, wear your fucking pants. Eat your fucking nuggets!
Alright.
Yes.
Alright, okay. Fucking, Oh.
Yes.
Alright, so that'll go, there goes Sal and Matthew up in the joint. But that's gonna wrap up the free program, and then we're gonna go into what's gonna be on the Patreon only. But then I'll set it up so that, like, a week from now, it'll just go live and free for every dadgum body. Alright, so that'll be a fair deal. Facebook, somewhat, kind of, a wee bit live. Have a giggly gosh darn good one.
Why the fuck do all the Facebook live things make me look just horrible? Why? But, because everyone hates me, because I hate myself, because whatever the fuck is going on is going on. I somehow got designated to look at this article from Very Smart Brothers, who is a subsidiary of The Root, who is a subsidiary of Slate, who is a subsidiary of MSNBC, I think, right? That's the order of things, if you will.
I know they're in bed with MSNBC.
So, yeah, well. And so, okay. First of all, this article pisses me off. It is called Straight Black Men Are the White People of Black People. And the first thing that I noticed is that it's like pretty much impossible to actually read this and critique it in a lot of ways because every fucking sentence is a whole goddamn paragraph. Just to give you an example of what I'm talking about, this, ladies, gentlemen, non-binary folks, is one sentence. But when black women share that we pose the same existential and literal danger to them that whiteness does to us, and when black women ask us to give them the benefit of the doubt about street harassment, sexual assault, and other forms of harassment and violence we may not personally witness, and when black women tell us that allowing our cousins, brothers, and co-workers and niggas to use misogynistic language propagates that culture of danger, and when black women admit how scary it can be to get followed and approached by a man while waiting for a bus or walking home from work, and when black women articulate how hurtful it is for our reactions to domestic abuse and their rapes and murders to be what women need to do differently to prevent this from happening to them, instead of what we men need to do differently to prevent us from doing this to them, their words are met with resistance and outright pushback. That's one sentence. Okay. And that is one of the reasons that I'm extra irritated about this piece. It's hard to digest all the parts of it. It's hard to critique all the parts of it because literally every sentence is a fucking paragraph long, which doesn't help the situation. Another issue that I have is that this piece is, what? Like, Damon Young just took a bunch of shit black women have been saying, repackaged it into obsessively long run-on sentences, and is now getting credit for activism or bringing awareness when all he did was repeat what black women say. And another thing that bugs me about this article is that there's no solutions, right? There's no ideas. There's no, this is the problem and here's how we fix it. There are no solutions. It's literally, this is the danger we pose to black women. This is what happens. You know, we treat black women the way white people treat us. We don't believe them. We just diminish their concerns. There's not a single sentence in here that's about, and this is how we can fix it. This is how we can improve communication. This is how we can make the situation better. So it's basically just a rant piece that he's getting credit for when all he did was fucking retweet and repackage what black women already say. I'm not amused. Now, my other issue with this is that it's not, it's just not creative, right? Like, I'm so over this whole, like, this is the white people of black people. Are we so lost that we can't imagine a world without white people? Why do we have to compare ourselves to white people? Even the problematic black people, even the black people who are dangerous, even the black people who aren't here for the community, can we not find a way to describe them that isn't centered in whiteness? Right? So my issue with this is he makes very valid points. Well, no, he doesn't. He repeats very valid points black women made about we do suffer abuse at the hands of men. We do have a patriarchal culture. We are seeped in misogyny and misogynoir. And that's dangerous. That's deadly. That's being sexually assaulted. That's being a victim of domestic violence. That is not getting a raise. That's being harassed on the streets. In addition to dealing with racism. All that is absolutely true. And I'm certainly not giving black men a pass. But are we really so focused on whiteness that we still have to center white men in our narratives about the pain and suffering of black women? Like, if I'm talking about the pain and suffering of black women, I want to actually talk about the pain and suffering of black women. I want to talk about how to build better community relations. I want to talk about intra-racial violence. I don't want to fucking talk about white men, right? Because this isn't white men. This is black men. And under our current patriarchal systems, under our current constructs, as far as race, gender roles, class, all these things, black men are not the white men of anything. The white men are the white men of this world. I don't... It's true. It's true. Like, I hate this whole, like, I can't imagine a world that doesn't center whiteness, so in order to describe something that's bad or uncomfortable or painful or abusive, I have to compare it to a white man. Like, I would like to think maybe we have a little more creativity than that. Or maybe we can have more nuance than that. Or maybe we can have a more in-depth discussion, right? And I think that, you know, it's not helping because all you're saying is they're like white men. Well, most white men can't be fixed. Let's just be real. Black men I have a bit more hope for. Maybe that's misplaced. We'll see. But comparing intra-racial relations between black people to white communities is just... it's not a good metaphor.
Confusing metaphors.
It's a confusing metaphor. It's just not, because it's so inaccurate, it doesn't actually help us come up with solutions to the problem. Because in a lot of ways, black men can't do the things that white men do because of racism. Despite black male privilege, despite the existence of black patriarchy, despite the obsession with gender roles and the way that black women are constantly getting shit on, there are still things that black men can't do that white men can do. So making that comparison, just it's not valid, right? Even black men in public have to be careful about how and when they choose to be abusive towards black women. If there are white people around, black men tend not to do that because they understand the racial hierarchy. When it comes to mistreating people in the workplace, if you have white supervisors, black men, unless they're doing it with the white supervisor, are not going to shit on black women because black men understand the racial hierarchy. I just don't find that particular example or suggestion that they're the white people of us to be accurate. So, I don't like this article. I wish he would have brought solutions. I wish he wasn't getting applauded for being woke when all he did was repackage some shit black women been saying into a long-ass sentence.
Right, solutions?
Yes, solutions. I like solutions.
Solutions go against the business model. Because, it's pretty obvious that it was a clickbait piece, and it was very smart clickbait. As far as business goes, that was a good business move, right? Because advertisers for the websites that he makes content for and whatnot, they're getting a lot of traction. This was a good payday post. Because there's the people that already agree that are going to share it around, and the people that disagree that are going to give it clicks just to fucking say, look, we dislike this. And then you're going to have, like, what, people make response pieces to agree or disagree, and they link back to it, like you saw the one in Huffington Post and whatnot, Black Voices. So, yeah, all that stuff clicks back, and it's just a big old hustle. He did his job.
Which I think is the frustrating part, though, because he did his hustle and just used the outrage and the clickbait, but that defeats the purpose of the article. The point of the article is that black men have privilege and you can, like, quote-unquote, talk to your homeboys in a way that black women can't. And instead of using your platform for that, you repeated things that we already know. Yeah. You didn't actually use your privilege to dismantle anything. You didn't actually use your male privilege to start a conversation or to throw out ideas or to provide resources or to give more insight or give more links. Like, you didn't link a single fucking, primer on black feminism or womanism. You didn't say, and here's where I'm holding a space for black men to talk about misogynoir. You didn't come back and say, and here's examples of how calling black women bitches and hoes hurts the community. All you did was repeat what black women said. If I wanted to know what the fuck black women said, I would just look at the black women I already follow on social media. I ain't need your ass for that. You did nothing for me. You did nothing.
Yep.
But you got paid to say you have male privilege and then not actually engage your male privilege to actually help black women. But you got paid to say what black women say.
Like, how about take screenshots of all the, the digital updates of the revenue coming in for this, and then show screenshots of yourself giving that to, E.G. Omar or something. No, E.G. Right. Omar got paid. Somebody that's broke.
Well, and how about all the black women that he took tweets from and quotes from to make this fucking article?
Yes.
Like, they're the ones who wrote it. You just re-edited that shit in annoying-ass format.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna do something, unless he was just doing his job, folks. Keep in mind, like, he didn't open up any sort of conversation. I know somebody's sitting there with their arms folded like, he's opening up a conversation. All right, go in your social networks, go down your news feed, or, you'll actually have to search it because you know how fast things move. Search the keywords and look at your friends' posts and threads about it. Is it all the same people who already agree, saying that we agree with each other in the same thread for 68 to 98 comments? And then go to the opposition, and are they all already saying they disagree for 1,000 comments?
Right. Yeah, like, what conversation is being had? Who is having it? Where is it happening? What are the final outcomes of this conversation? Like, what black man read this and was like, you know what? This is a good point. How do I be a better person? Show me that guy. That's the guy I want to see right now.
Yeah. And you know what? Clickbait headlines. I could say, you know what? I do it too, but then I do it in a way where it's like, you know something's funny coming, right? Like, yes. Bare Naked Jesus Boy. You know I have a funny story in there. Anytime Becky is in the title, something for, or like, but then like a real serious one. I think I titled it something like, Alex Jones tells his listeners to kill Madonna.
Yeah.
But then I actually play you the audio and of him telling his listeners to kill Madonna.
He did say that.
Yeah, or like, any of my Alex Jones titles, take serious, because I'm going to play audio of him actually doing that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, so I guess they are clickbait, but they're fact-based clickbait.
Yes.
And not hustle-based.
Yes. Like, we're actually trying to make the world a better place. We're actually trying to help people become a little more informed. We're not just like, hey, let's repackage and repurpose everything that we already know to be true.
Yeah, or some shit that someone else said. And that's probably why I follow less people and more news. You know, it's kind of like how the comedian Bill Burr, he doesn't watch other comedian stand-up specials.
Really?
Because he doesn't want any of their shit inadvertently mixing in with his.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And yeah, I just, I don't know. I'm not, what I would like to see, of course, because the black men who are upset are saying this is you're emasculating the black man. Like, I would like to see that fucking conversation happen. I would like to see him sit down with black men who feel emasculated by saying black women are raped too often and fucking unpack that shit. Do your fucking work.
Quit just posting on a website and actually sit and talk with the opposition. I'm not talking about no fucking 90-second CNN segment where fucking they bring in Marsha Blackburn to debate climate change with Bill Nye, who was not a climate scientist. Who fucking no, none of that shit where they bring on Elon James White to talk with, what was it, like, black chick conservative black chick, and so they can do a goofy segment riffing back and forth. No, nigga, 2-hour panel discussion.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
2 hours, nigga.
And solutions are required. Like, people have to throw out, I think this is a way to make it better, whether that be some sort of education, whether that be having community safe spaces, whether that be readjusting educational curriculum in schools, whether that be maybe getting on people's asses in the church or in the mosques to be like, we need to reevaluate gender. But you have to come up with some kind of solution and attempt to implement it.
Yep, and we're going to have a white man on the stage with an alt-right haircut, and every 20 minutes that you don't deliver a type of solution, you have to go kiss his feet.
Nobody is going to do that. Nobody is going to do that.
You got some incentive to have some solutions, buddy.
Yeah, no one's going to do that. But no, I mean, I would like to see solutions because I'm not surprised, right? Like, the feminists, the black feminists are like, exactly, this is the thing. Even though, like, they've already been saying this thing, I guess it's just the validation of knowing someone else gets it. But the opposition is still, you're emasculating us. Women are overstating it. We only treat you hoes that way because you deserve it. All the same typical things. Like, there is nothing being unpacked about black patriarchy here, which was the point of the article, and that's the only thing that's not happening.
And there's also, like, the someone else that gets it. Okay, ever heard of Ed Schultz? Ed Schultz was in the pocket of MSNBC, so he was pro Keystone XL pipeline. But then the people that were tuning into the program were talking about not tuning in, which would hit advertisers, which would hit his job, and that turned him against Keystone XL pipeline. And then as soon as he did that, they went ahead and dropped him because he was in too much of a tight spot. That's why he got fired, not because he had integrity, but because he was in too much of a tight spot between advertisers and fans. So he just went straight radio. So it's not that Ed Schultz actually got anything. He was just doing his job. Like this nigga. He's just doing his neoliberal white Democrat job.
Yes.
That black nigga's a white Democrat. Like a motherfucker.
Ooh. Maybe that should be the conversation. Black neoliberals are the white Democrats in our community.
Huh. Kind of like Billy Clint. That'll leave the campaign trail to go see the mental man.
Yes.
Get executionized along with who? his wife, Miss Hillary.
Oh, the one who had the slave labor in her house, her plantation-style house in the South?
Yo, this weekend, I don't go to work this week. I gotta fucking put her book on my Amazon wish list. I'm not giving her money for that, but if you want to give her money for that, give her money for that. We'll take it, and we're gonna bite Rashani style with the Dolezal book. And fucking read her shit online and make fun
of it. Wait, the old book or the new book?
The new one, happened.
Okay.
What, her old book is the one with the slavery shit?
Yeah.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah. She's like, they just seem so nice. I can't imagine people locked up for murder being so nice.
If it's used for a penny, I'll fucking do it.
A penny?
Yeah, you know how Amazon does that, where a book is a penny and all you pay is shipping?
Maybe. We'll see. But yeah, I just...
Hillary's worth a penny.
All right, fine.
You know how many pennies I've swept up and thrown in the garbage in my lifetime? Just because I've been like, that's not worth the labor of bending down to pick it up out of a pile of gross garbage. To separate the penny from the garbage. I'm not putting my fingers in that. And I know I'm not the only one. This is the way we tangent. So Phoenix Kaleeder thinks that was a great article. She's a fan. Ah, shit. It wasn't on a thing, so I went to hit stop after saying that bullshit line. It didn't stop.
Oh, maybe that's just because our fans want to know the truth.
Ah!
And that was a piece of shit article.
Negroes.
Doing Negro stuff.
The soundboard ain't even... Oh, fuck. The fucking computer had to completely restart.
Yep.
All right. Well, winecellarmedia.com. Fuck off.